Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your
now just $119. With a stunning high arch spout and oil-rubbed bronze finish, it's the difference between taking a bath and taking a bath further. We think the kitchen and bath with a Delta Porter widespread faucet, now just $119, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through October 1st.
It starts with the tires. Add in the pilot.
San Francisco Tower, clear to land on 29er right.
Flight 232, clear to land 29er right.
150 sleepy passengers homeward bound. Descending through the clouds, flaps full, gear down. Runway in sight, where the rubber meets the road. And touching down. Those Goodyear tires. Everything we learn making tires for commercial airliners inspires what we roll into yours. Go to Goodyear.com to find the right tire in store for you. Goodyear, more driven.
We all have our mountains, the challenges that push us further. At Coors Light, our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. That's why all of our breweries cold lager to give Coors Light its signature crisp taste. It's why we cold filter to ensure brilliance and clarity. And it's why we package cold to seal in Coors Light's refreshing flavor. Because we believe every client deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
The INE is much more than just the office that's in charge of the elections and more than the credential that allows you to vote and identify yourself. The INE also exists to guarantee your political electoral rights and to defend everyone's power no matter the age. It's also a place for your opinion to be heard, to promote dialogue, tolerance, and respect, and to discover and share your citizen power. With you, Mexico is more. Join National Electoral Institute, INE.
The Government of the Republic invites you to the National Prize of Arts and Literature 2016 that acknowledges creative Mexicans that have enriched the cultural heritage of the country in linguistics and literature, fine arts, history, social sciences, philosophy, art, and popular traditions. The deadline for submissions is August 8th. Get to know more details at gob.mx/cultura. Secretary of Culture, Government of the Republic.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Bob Danella, is with us. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating National Ice Cream Sandwich Day today. Ice cream, you know what, having beaten anorexia, almost any way ice cream, I enjoy it. And ice cream sandwich, now, just saying here, if you're going to have an ice cream sandwich, you got to get the real one, the ice milk and the cake side that gets all over your fingers and just stays there forever because they're trying to take the calories out of it. That's not for me. Give me the real thing. I just kind of enjoy that way. Moving right along today. So we're watching the markets like we do every day. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 122 points. Oil, $39.39 a barrel, down 67 cents a barrel once again. We've talked about that in the past as far as where that goes. I must admit, I've been pleasantly surprised in seeing that Costco, I don't know what the price is by you. I paid $2.19 a gallon, $2.19, so call it $2.20 a gallon over the weekend. And I heard somebody say yesterday they're paying the same thing at Costco. The national average, $2.12.6 a gallon of gasoline. And here in the state of confusion, on average, $2.71.7. $2.71.7 is the average for a regular on a tank of gas. So state of confusion, still higher than most places, but we are getting a little bit better, apparently, if you're a Costco. Heck, that alone, think about that. And I'm not doing a plug for Costco, especially because I'm not a big fan of their product mix, the changes they've made in their product mix. But if you're looking at saving 50 cents a gallon, 40 cents a gallon of gas, and I know my car takes about 15 gallons, so what is that, $6 a week, $300 a year? That alone is worth making the investment in a Costco membership. Just throwing that out there as your consumer advocate, giving you some information right there. And we are moving right along. How about, did you hear at all the commentary from Warren Buffett? And I've shared this many, many times. I should go and patent or trademark the name, copyright the name, Billionaires for Clinton. So we've got Warren Buffett. Now, if you read his book very, very closely and just apply it, read his book, and I forgot the name of it. I read it many, many years ago. I think it's America or something along those lines. He tells you in his book, now that we know the real Warren Buffett, that he's a hypocrite. Now, he doesn't come out and say, hey, I'm a hypocrite, but read the book. It says right there that the reason he started his insurance company, Geico, was because it would save him tax money. And now we see that he says, well, I want to raise taxes on the rich. Well, let's see. He's, I think, now the third richest person in the world. He's dropping down, all the way down to number three, and saying, I want to tax people more, but don't tax me. Is that not the definition of hypocrite? And now he's ripping into Donald Trump, saying that he has no sense in business. And that's from the guy that created the insurance company so that he doesn't have to pay taxes, telling everybody else to pay taxes. And it's going to be funny to watch because somebody will do this research. I have not done it yet. But Buffett talks about the people that lost money when they invested in 1995 with Donald Trump going through 2005. Now, I do remember I was working in financial services in those days, and Berkshire Hathaway took a big, big drop in value in the late 90s, early 2000s. And why did they do that? Well, Warren Buffett came out and said, I don't understand technology, so I won't invest in it. So his shareholders lost money. But I don't think we're going to hear Mr. Buffett say anything to the sort along those lines. Just my personal opinion. I don't think he'll come out and say that, but we will be able to find out very soon. Speaking about finding out soon, think about this one also coming up. $66 million being raised against prescription drug benefits. This is going to be an interesting, I got to do a little more research on this one. I just saw the dollars and it intrigued me. That the campaign against Proposition 61 here in California has $66 million in cash. So they'll probably win because the proponents, the supporters, have $7 million. Prop 61, the basics, prevents state agencies from paying more for a drug than the price paid by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, what happens if the drug's not on the list for Veterans Affairs? I wonder what happens there. What happens when Pfizer, Merck, these different companies want to give the veterans a break? Well, I guess you're not allowed to do that if you work here in the state of confusion. We don't like that. And obviously, giving somebody a benefit is anti-teachers union. So they're the ones, they've given $13 million. Amazing. They've given a bunch of money to that. They also gave $13 million. Think about this. The teachers, they always complain, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but a lot of teachers, they talk about the fact that they're underpaid, yet the teachers union is giving $13 million to extend income taxes on wealthy Californians. $13 million. I wonder if they took that same $13 million and gave it back to the teachers, the people that really deserve that money. Do you think there would be a benefit there to giving $13 million to the teachers instead of being so active politically? I just look at these things and say, you know, why? Common sense to me. I mean, they're giving 13. Shouldn't there be a limit on what they can give money to on a union that basically says, we're going to take money from our constituents and use it as we wish? I wonder if what would happen if the teachers had a vote. Give me the money, being the teacher, not Ron Siegel, but give the teachers back their money or use that money for political campaigns to support their crony issues. What do you think about that one? Let me know. Ron Siegel Radio right there on Facebook, or you can tweet me. Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook or tweet me. Let me know what your thoughts are on that. I was starting to talk earlier about Dow Jones being down. Now it's down 112 points. Interesting, though, the U.S. 10-year Treasury is down as well, yield going up a little bit. Think about that concept because that affects you. If you're a senior, know a senior of a senior, have a parent, grandparent, the U.S. 10-year Treasury does affect them drastically because that's their money, but it also affects mortgage rates. And there's generally a spread of 1.76 between the 30-year fixed rate loan and a U.S. 10-year Treasury, which is at 1.54 right now. And I know I'm giving you a bunch of numbers. The bottom line is Freddie Mac's rate for a home loan, 30-year fixed rate, 3.48% is what their number was at the reporting last Thursday, 3.48. Where do you fit into those numbers? We'll talk about that more today as we progress in our broadcast, as I talk about it a little bit. You know, I don't get too much into the mortgage rates. They are one of our sponsors. But that is something that is very, very important to you. You should be looking at that number. You should make sure that if you're paying 20% on a credit card, 7% on a student loan, 6% on a car loan, yet you've got idle equity at home, how about doing a refinance, take some of that money out, and then you can go ahead and make higher payments to your mortgage. So you still cut the term down, but don't give as much money to the banks. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what does home mean to you? We're going to talk about some personal development with Bob Donnell. Is that refinancing offer you got in the mail a good deal or not? And the August financial to-do list, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you. How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Checking us out this morning, just a little fun. My friend Bob Donnell is here in studio. We're going to chat with him in just a minute, but he's got us live on Facebook right now. So if you're there, don't worry about the delay. It's just a short delay right there on Facebook. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564, PEAR to 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you and see what they can do about helping you get the true equity position of your property. What does home mean to you? Top four reasons to own a home cited by participants in a survey conducted by the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University, if you please. Interesting concept, and this is one of the areas I love chatting with Bob, and I saw this article, and I thought this would be a great lead into our conversation, because when I chat with Bob, and if you get to know Bob, and if you don't know him, you should, you get into conversations that are well beyond the superficial. And this conversation that came up is, what does home mean to you? It had nothing to do with financial reasons, or very little to do with financial reasons. More times than not, when you look at the Harvard study, the top four reasons have nothing to do with finance. Finance comes in at about number five. So number one, I'm going to do these quick so Bob and I can chat. It means having a good place to raise children and provide them with a good education. Number two, you have a physical structure where you and your family feel safe. Number three, it allows you to have more space for your family. Number four, it gives you control over what you do with your living space, like renovations, updates. Maybe you want a dog. And then good old number five on the list, owning a home is a good way to build up wealth that can be passed along to the family. Those are the top number four, obviously not having anything to do with finances. Bottom line, whether you're a first-time buyer or a move-up buyer who wants to start a new chapter in your life, now is a great time to reflect on the intangible factors that make a house a home. That is the real-time real estate segment today, again brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. You'll get the true equity position of your home. So we're going to chat this morning. Bob Donnell has a company, everythingnextlevel.com. You can find him there. But you guys like to chat, and that's one of the fun things about having a show with Bob. We don't prepare. One of the few broadcasts I don't prepare for, Bob, because those of you that are old enough that remember the Johnny Carson show.
Mm.
Remember the days Johnny Carson would have Robin Williams on? I heard somebody interviewing Johnny Carson, interview the interviewer. And he said the best part about having Johnny Carson on the program was he could say hello and leave. And Robin Williams would carry it from there. So I'm not saying that I say hello and leave with you, but right, you don't have to really do a whole lot of prep work. You just, what's going on, buddy?
Keeping things fun. That's the biggest thing. This year, my goal has been to go deeper rather than wider with relationships, with my business, everything else, to just really drive deeper than wider. So that's been kind of an interesting change up, because most people are about width.
Right.
I'm really looking at depth. So that's been a lot of fun, but it creates some great, interesting conversations.
So tell us just a little bit about Next Level.
Well, Everything Next Level is designed to help teams, individuals, and companies get to their next level personally and professionally. So it's really focused on the human behavior side of things, because with my background being in human behavior, I've always been curious as to why somebody says they're going to do something and doesn't, or says they're not going to do something and does it anyways. So based on that, I started putting together pieces and saying, how does that really work for individuals? How does that work with companies, and how does that work with teams? And so what I did was I started aligning behavior with desired results. And that's really the winning combination. When you align your behavior with a desired result, the results become inevitable.
I like that thought where it becomes inevitable right there. Designing behavior, aligning behavior with the results. It's amazing how many people come up with the thought that, you know, and we talk about several things. I want to succeed in business. It's funny, Bob, you're gonna appreciate that. I had this conversation early this morning. Somebody mentioned to me that they really want to get a job an air conditioning service person.
Okay.
So I said, okay, what have you done for it? I've got an interview lined up. Great. Name two air conditioners manufacturers. They couldn't.
Mm.
And they got that super secret website. I had this debate with somebody yesterday. We were talking about politics. That super secret website, like Google.com.
Right.
Right. And you can find almost anything about anything there. But their commentary was, I want to get a job here.
Yeah.
Their behavior was, I didn't do anything over the last 2 or 3 months to educate myself on.
Right.
How do you talk to somebody about that? What is the conversation?
Well, unfortunately, that's really common. I mean, one of the next level principles is that we're not lacking information. What we lack is implementation of the information we already have. And that's a perfect example of that. I was on a call last night with a direct sales organization. They had me come in and just talk to their team. And one of the persons says, you know, I used to think that I was afraid of failure, but I'm realizing that I'm also afraid of success. So how do I overcome that? And I go, well, one, you got to get fear out of the way. It's not really fear. I said, fear always takes a backseat to a sense of urgency. And
interesting.
She said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, here's the deal. If I told you that if you don't get your business up by 20% in the next 60 days or a child of yours dies, what's the likelihood you would make that happen? She goes, absolutely. And I said, what happened to fear? I said, was it the fear of failure, fear of success? It didn't matter. Fear always takes a backseat to a greater sense of urgency. And so,
how does that tie in, though? Because we always hear that people are a lot – that their fear is stronger. What is it? The desire to succeed is not nearly as strong as the fear of failure.
Yeah. And see, again, that whole thing is it's not about success or failure. So the desire to succeed may not be that great. But when the consequence of not succeeding becomes greater and that pain becomes greater than anything that you're going to have to do, you do it, right? So, and that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions, the biggest challenges that I see is people are hiding behind the fear of success or fear of failure or, you know, not desiring success. Okay, great. Then let's look at the consequences of not doing it. And here's where most people stop. Well, I won't be able to pay my bills. That's where they stop. And yesterday what I was talking to this lady was I said, that's not emotional currency. Emotional currency is the thing that you're going to have to spend when times get tough and you don't feel like doing it. You know, Wesley Gu, our good friend of ours, has a great statement. And he says that, you know, Nike made a fortune off of what statement? Just do it.
Do it. Yeah.
Right. What they don't take into consideration, according to Wesley, is that sometimes you just don't feel like it.
Right.
So based on that, it's like, how do you overcome that anyways? Well, it's not going to be because you create enough fear or that you're hiding behind the fear. It's how do you associate enough pain in not doing it? And then that's when you'll do it anyways. That emotional currency. So not paying your bills isn't emotional currency. What does it mean to not pay your bills, Ron? It means that you're not going to be able to support your family. What does that mean? Well, as a man, you probably have some identity tied to supporting your family. Well, what does that also mean? Well, not paying my bills means I'm going to probably have to move out. Where? So you're in a 3-bedroom house. Where are you going to move to? 1-bedroom apartment. 1-bedroom apartment with you and your 2 kids and your wife. How's that going to work for you? Not very well. How's your wife going to feel about that? Not very well. Is she going to be happy? No. What's she going to do? She's probably going to be all over your case. How's that going to affect your psychology? Is it going to go up or down? Down. So you're just now in a downward spiral. Now when you start talking about that you're not being able to support your family, you're not being able to provide your kids with the education, your kids come up and say, Dad, can I buy this? And you say, no, we can't afford it. That's emotional currency. And you have to go all the way down the rabbit hole sometimes to get to the point where your emotional currency is enough to spend to make you do it anyways, even when it's uncomfortable.
Do people get paralyzed when they get so far down that hole?
They can, you know, or analysis, paralysis by analysis. But I think one of the things that we can do is what we can do is help them understand that going down that rabbit hole, there is a way out. And if we help them with that and help them understand that their psychology is going to take a hit one way or the other, what we have to do is help them create a sense of urgency about getting out of the rabbit hole. But we have to get them to that point of pain so that it becomes painful enough for them to change their behavior. And a lot of times their behavior just needs to change like that. Sometimes it's a pattern that's been developed over the last 40 years, so it takes a little bit longer.
And I guess it probably goes back into the same thing that we hear all the time is the definition of insanity.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you don't change, what's going to change?
Right.
I mean, and obviously I talk about that a lot right here on Ron Siegel Radio with our state, right? I mean, we talk about the things that are going in our state and everything being, but if you look at economics and the forecast from Chapman University, our entire state is being run or carried by Silicon Valley. Yet, what are we changing? What are we doing differently? We're going to talk more about that with Bob Donnell when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets, and today, personal development. We're chatting about that with my friend Bob here. Is that refinancing offer you got in the mail a good deal? We'll chat about it. Your August financial to-do list is on our agenda for today as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
With more than 25 years of experience, ATI is a national leader in restoration, environmental remediation, and reconstruction. We're proud to be the nation's largest family-owned restoration contractor. ATI has over 700 full-time employees and 15 offices across the county. Our services include 24-hour emergency response, water damage, fire and smoke damage, lead, asbestos removal, mold remediation, and much more. When the need arises, call 1-800-400-9353. That's 1-800-400-9353. Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
To Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. When you're ready for that next loan with no lender fees, all you need to do is give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the team. They'll even get you pre-underwritten, pre-approved before you find the new house you want. Call the team again, 800-306-1990. Is that refinancing offer you got in the mail a good deal? Well, who knows? It's really a question mark there. The biggest issue I have is when you get those offers in the mail, and I'll be very, very honest with you, mail and radio, they're basically the same. You hear these offers all the time. What do they know about you? The question that you have to understand is, or the thought you have to understand, is that whenever you're talking about a loan, it's going to be driven by several things. What is the type of loan? So are you doing a purchase loan? Is it an owner-occupied loan, a non-owner-occupied, single, second home? Is it a cash-out refinance, rate and term refinance? All of those things will alter the pricing. What is your equity position in the property? How much equity do you have? That figures into pricing. How much income do you have? That figures into pricing. And what is your FICO score? Now, did they ask you those questions when they sent you that piece in the mail? Did they ask you those questions when you heard it on the radio? No. So what is the assumption? They go on the assumption that it's in their, whatever's in the lender's best interest. So I heard a radio show. I was going down to the beach over the weekend, and I was listening to a radio show, and they're talking about this really, really attractive interest rate. But if you listen to the first 6 seconds of the broadcast, it's a recorded broadcast, they make it sound like it's live. Right here, when I flub up, you can tell it's live because I flubbed up. Pretty simple. But they tell you that the interest rate is based on a rate and term refi under $417,000, 40% equity, and a 780 FICO score or better. Who has that?
Damn!
Yeah, people don't. That's not life. If you have a $417,000 house, you don't have 40% equity. It's just they don't, yeah, because otherwise you would have sold that house and bought a bigger one. Just the way it is. So don't pay a whole lot of attention to those things in the mail unless it's coming from somebody that knows you. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. If you want a second opinion on that, just give me a call. I'll get you that information. Absolutely no charge. Continuing our conversation this morning, my friend Bob Donnell is in the house. And Bob's company, Everything Next Level, you can check them out right there on the web and on social media. And in addition to doing our broadcast live, Bob is broadcasting us live on Facebook so we can get the camera looking at the camera. We got it all going on this morning. We've been chatting about senses of urgency, how you can get yourself to your next level, Bob's business, and the coaching that he, great, great coaching that Bob does. I've gone through a lot of his sessions. Can't blame the teacher for the pupil. And for those of you that are watching us, listening to us, that goes for you too, buddy. Right? I mean, you can't blame the teacher for the pupil. So you've got a few different really intense workshops that you do with folks. So tell us about the three. I think there's three of them that are really strong.
Yeah, you know, the one is mastering your inner game, which is really a psychology piece. It's really about it's the foundation piece of whether you will or won't do anything in your life. It's personally and professionally. We spend an entire day at my house in Newport Beach, and we really dive deep in helping people look at what's really going on below the surface so that we can help them create the experience that they're really wanting in their life, in their business, their health, relationships, finances.
And the beauty of these sessions are they're not a lecture. They're real life. I mean, here's what you need to do. Now, let's go do it.
Yeah.
Next step is here's what you need to do. Now, let's implement. Mm. Right? Because so many of these, you go to these seminars and things. The thing I hate about seminars is you go there and people do the seminar, and then they send you to the back of the room to go buy that silver bullet that doesn't work.
Mm.
Whereas what you're talking about is here's what you're going to do and implement. Right? I mean, that's a big issue, big difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. And one of the things is these three seminars that I put on, these three programs that I offer, I call them courses, are people pay for them. And so there's nothing to be sold there. It's an experiential event. And what it's sent to do is to help them understand what's going on, create a game plan for creating a compelling future for themselves, and then to take the next step if they're ready to do that. And that might be Connectology, which is the next course, which really focuses on helping people learn how to connect with themselves, connect with others, and then connect others with others. And, you know, the tagline is networking is for amateurs, connecting is for professionals. And so we're not talking about networking. We're not talking about how to pass out a business card or how to do a 30-second elevator pitch. What we're really talking about is how do you really look at somebody and create a connection with them? And, you know, you and I have a great connection because we spent time together. And a lot of times we don't have that time to cultivate a connection with somebody. But I can show people in a matter of, you know, an hour how to really create a connection with someone. We spend an entire day focusing on the questions to ask, how to ask different questions. I believe that the quality of your connection will always be determined by the quality of questions you ask. So if we ask better questions, we get better answers. And so that's connection, and then Connectology. And then the third one is Art of Intervention. And that's really how do you intervene for yourself and others? And, you know, I was, you know, founding a nonprofit when I was 19 and working with suicide prevention and crisis management over many years. I looked at the process of how do you take somebody who says, I've got a gun to my head and I want to die, to I've put the gun down and I want to live. And could we use that same process for ourselves? And I found that, yeah, we can. We can use it for ourselves. We can use it for our clients. So our client says, I don't want to buy anything, Ron. I don't want to buy anything. Take them through that process and get them to go, well, what do you got? And so for sales professionals, sales organizations, they brought me in for that. But also for individuals. I mean, think of the things that you and I say, we're going to start doing that tomorrow.
Right.
But we don't. Or the things that we say, we're going to stop doing that tomorrow, but we don't do that.
I'm going to stop procrastinating tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a great time to do that. So what we do is we go through this process of how could we run that same process and help ourselves start taking more immediate action and get more immediate results. So those are the three core principles. We have a breakthrough day. We have several different things, but those are the three core courses that we do.
I love the idea that especially your Connectology, and I love that your tagline of telling people, you know, what is the
quality of your connection will be determined by the quality of questions you ask.
Right, but the other part of it that your opening line at a networking event.
Yeah.
I love that. Tell us.
You know, I get asked all the time, well, Bob, if I'm not supposed to ask certain questions, and one of the questions I always say is, don't ask what do you do as an opening line of question, because it's just a shell question. If you want a better relationship currency, you're going to have to ask better questions. So somebody will come up and say, okay, so, hey, Bob, what do you do at a networking event? Typically, I can cut them off before they get to that, but if they get to that point, they'll typically be met with, well, one of the things I do is teach people to not ask what do you do as an opening line of question. And the reason is because I know that that's not serving them. I know that what they're doing right then is not serving them. It's not building relationship currency. It's not helping them get to the next level personally or professionally. So what I want to do is I want to do a pattern interrupt and break that for them so I can help them understand a better way, a better sense of questioning that can actually get them the results. So they're really, ultimately, that's what they're there for, is better results. But if they keep going down the same path, they're going to keep getting the same results.
Well, it's odd because so many people, maybe it's not odd, I guess it's the biggest issue is that people don't know what to ask.
Hmm.
Right? I mean, because we've all been ingrained easily as have that 30-second elevator pitch ready.
Yeah.
So you get to talk about me.
Right.
And when you get done with talking about me, I want to go to my second favorite subject. Me.
Me again.
Right?
Right.
And at that point, because so many people, the only two things they're at a networking event for, most people, is either to find, does the other person have something I want, or is there something I can sell them?
Yeah.
Right? That's all they're looking for.
Right.
And that just becomes a win-lose situation.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go with the idea of, you know, I just want to get to know people.
Yeah.
Then it becomes the whole event, and I'll be the first to say it, I hate networking events.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because number one, I'm an introvert. I can handle the radio, right? Because I get to sit here and chat with people I like in a controlled environment. But when you go to some of those events, everybody's there just for those two reasons.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sound like fun to me. Yeah. I mean, if you said that it's an event to go to be sold to, anybody say, sign me up?
Everyone would be going.
Right? I
mean, right.
I want to go be sold.
Sure.
So, okay, so then what would be a better question?
You know, that's a great question, Ron. I think, you know, one of the fun things that I get the opportunity to do is help people craft good questions for them. And unfortunately, you know, I could write out a list of 50 questions, but some of them would work great for me, but would definitely not work for you, and vice versa. So what I'm very careful to do is say, let's craft questions that are good for you. But I'll give you a couple of examples. One of the things is my focus has to be, I want to help them become better at whatever they do, become better individuals, husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, whatever it is, as well as their career choice. I want to help them become the best version of themselves in that process. So one of the things I do is, you know, I'll ask questions that help me identify who they are. But even more importantly than that, the thing that we have to understand versus what's my criteria. So if I'm looking for, say, clients, or if I'm looking for a strategic partner, a referral partner, something like that, I have a criteria for each one of those types of categories in my life. If I have the right criteria already listed, then I can ask questions that will help me identify whether that person matches that or not. But see, most people go and they don't have the criteria. So they're just taking notes on somebody and they're kind of trying to figure them out and put them into a certain thing. If you don't match the criteria, you don't match the criteria. It's just easy. So it's really simple once you have the criteria, then developing a question that helps you identify that criteria. So for me, one of my criteria is commitment. I want them all in, totally all in. Based on that commitment, what I know is that if I ask a question that helps me identify some things about them, for example, if I ask them
– Save it. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Awesome.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Crafting the Right Questions with Bob Donnell. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And if you've ever done public speaking, Bob gave me a great tip on how to get over the fear of public speaking. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, the entire replay will be Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
A goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
Life's a circus. Let's play. Circus Circus has rates from $33 plus $150 in savings when you check in. This is the most fun you can have in Vegas at the best price. So book today at CircusCircus.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today, I'm going to do an abbreviated version so we can get back to chatting with Bob Donnell. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Yes, text ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564. Complete a 2-3-minute survey, and we will introduce you. It's all free, so don't worry about the expense. It's all totally free. We'll introduce you to real estate, mortgage, reverse mortgage, CPA, financial planner, tax planners. Oh, insurance people, estate planning attorney, bankruptcy attorney, family lawyer, all these people that should be on your household board of directors, they are all part of the Area Trusted Professional Program, and they'll chat with you, no cost. Just think about that. Again, text ATP to 79564. Your August financial to-do list, number one, obviously near and dear to all of our hearts, consider refinancing. If you haven't looked already at what your mortgage rate is compared to what's going on, Freddie Mac rate 3.48%. I don't know if you're going to qualify for it. I talked about that in the last segment. Secure your home. And that sign right out front, that does great wonders. If you just have a sign out there that says you've got a security system, does a great job. Double check your withholdings. Make sure you're not withholding too much or too little from your paychecks every month. Take advantage of state sales tax holidays. There is one coming up in the state of confusion for back to school time. Why go shopping before they've got that 8% savings? Buy items on deep discount. If you need a bed, don't buy one today. Wait until, I think it's Labor Day is the one coming up. That's one of the best times. A lot of others on the list. If you want the full list, give me a call, 800-306-1990. So before the break, Bob was giving us an idea of some questions. Bob Donnell with us. Everything Next Level is his company. If you've missed any part of what Bob's been sharing with us, you really missed out today. And you can get that replay, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. But Bob, you're talking a little bit before the break about commitment and maybe some of the questions you might want to come up with that might be better at when you meet somebody.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the questions, if I'm looking for my criteria one being commitment, if I'm looking to find people that exemplify commitment, I'm going to ask questions that help me identify that. So one of the questions I might ask is, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go and who would you take with you? And it's a simple question and there's really no magic to it, but here's what it does. Where would you go helps me identify whether they're even open to going overseas, if they've given any thought to a strategy or a plan to do something fun. So if they said Bali, I'd like to go to Bali, and I would take my wife. Immediately that question gives me two things. One, it helps me identify that they're somewhat adventuresome, which is another criteria of mine, open-minded, that they're willing to travel over water, give me some idea that they're open. Two, that they've thought of something, so they have some strategy, they have some ideas, that they plan out things, they do have some vision, they have some dreams for their life. And then the third thing is they say married. Now, a good question always begets a better question, Ron. So if I ask a good enough question, it's going to give me the opportunity to ask a better question. So when I ask that question, they say married, and I say, Ron, oh, you're married. How long have you been married? How long have you been married, Ron?
29 years.
Now, it doesn't tell me for sure that your level of commitment is where I want, but it gives me a good indicator, right? I mean, you guys could have been miserable for the last 28 of the 29 years, but at least it shows me some level of commitment. So I'm looking to ask questions that help me identify the characteristics or what I call the criteria of the person. Criteria is different than an avatar. An avatar is male, 35 to 60, you know, $250,000 a year income. What I'm looking for is criteria, and the criteria is based around their characteristics. And so when you do that, you can ask better questions.
You're also getting to in there. You have to be one of the big issues that you hear so often is, are you listening with intent to consume the data, or are you listening to think about what you want to say next?
Yeah.
Right. Because with the question you ask, now you've opened up that door. You've got all kinds of, you go in all sorts of directions from that question.
Right.
Or from the response.
Yeah.
Only if you're listening with the intent of internalizing that.
Well said. I mean, right? And that's one of the absolute key points in teaching Connectology is, what are you there for? So you mentioned you hated networking events, and right. I'm kind of with you in that same, and most people do. What I've done is I've changed that. It's called a reframe. I've changed it and I've said, I imagine that every person in that room, out of every person in that room, there's one to two people that are beneath their shirt have a sign that says, if I'm not made to feel important tonight, I'm going to go home and take my life.
Wow.
So now my mission isn't to get more people and make them buy my stuff. My mission is to, am I being there with the right purpose? The right purpose is that there's people there that need me. There's people there that just need a smile or a word of encouragement or somebody to come by and just shake their hand, introduce themselves. And if we treat it as this is my mission in life, is to help people become better and be better connected. You know, they're showing a lot of studies that even addictions, one of the root disconnects is one of the root things for addictions. So it's some of those things that we can help people just by helping connect with them. And in the process, what we do is we develop some what Ken Blanchard called raving fans, right?
Great
in that
book.
It's a great book. And in that process, in that connection process, that's where we really develop some raving fans. And but again, our purpose is there. Byproduct is raving fans. The purpose of being there is to connect with other people. And so connecting does not look to me like throwing up on someone or passing out a thousand business cards. Remember, Dr. Bill Janoschek, who we're both friends with.
Right.
Dr. Bill and I were having lunch one day at Chipotle up here, and it was too comical because this guy was from BNI. I shouldn't have said that because it's not indicative of BNI. It was an individual from a networking group, and and he was hearing us talk, and he walked over to our table and he threw down two cards, literally. Threw the cards, like threw them on the table, didn't even hand them to him, threw them on the table and said, so have you guys ever heard of BNI?
And no, never.
We're like, what? He's like, yeah, you know, it's a great networking group. And we're just sitting there looking, and Bill is a member of BNI. He knows that's not what Ivan Meisner teaches.
Sure.
He knows that's not what they're – but it was so funny because that's the perception that a lot of people have of networking. And because of that, it's got a really bad reputation. So what I focus on is it's not about the networking. It's about connecting.
You ever seen how – and I'm not getting racial or biased or anything. You ever seen how an Asian business person hands a business card out?
Yeah, two
right?
hands.
Two hands.
Yeah.
And it's like this is really important.
It is. Yeah.
Right?
And if you don't receive it that way –
right.
It's considered a slap.
Exactly.
Right?
And so it's not like just toss the card.
Right.
Right. It's
oh, can you imagine?
Oh, I mean, that would be.
Oh, it was
so
terrible.
I want to dig into one topic, Bob, because it really helped me a lot. And I think that it'll help others as well. I hope it helps you. Is I was asked to go and do a public speaking event probably 3-4 years ago. And you and I were chatting one night at dinner and I told you about this event. And I'm nervous as heck. You know, and they thought it's a funny thing. Public speaking, they say, is like one of the most things people are fearful most, even more than that of dying.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the comment that people, you know, if that's true, then people would rather be in the box than talking about the guy in the box. Right? I mean, it's just the way it is.
Well,
you gave me a couple of tips. We only have about 2 minutes, but a couple of tips on how to go in front of a big group of people and get rid of some of that nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you'll share that with us, with all of us as well.
Yeah, awesome. One of the things that I teach when I'm talking to it with a speaker is to help them realize that you don't have any problem giving. If I were to say, give everyone in the room a $100 bill, and it was my $100 bill, not yours, you'd have no problem walking around and handing
give
out
Joe's $100 bill. He's got plenty.
We'll give Joe's $100. Joe Ingram, he's willing to donate the $100 bill. But if I asked you to do that, you'd have no problem with that. The challenge is what you feel is that in getting up and talking or in asking for somebody to make a commitment to buy or anything else, you actually feel like you're taking versus giving. You don't have any problem giving. You have a problem taking. And so what I do is I help people reframe that and understand that what they're doing is they're giving the most valuable time, the most valuable thing that they have, and that's time. So when you're standing in front of that audience, Ron, you're giving them the most valuable thing that you have, and they're giving you the most valuable thing that they have.
Absolutely.
And that's time. So what we do is we be respectful of that time, and we give them information. We give them an opportunity. We give them – and changing that reframe. And then the other thing is to really look at the person in the room, look at each person and go, these people are here for a specific reason. They gave up that most valuable commodity for a reason. What was it? And I just got to believe that they're there for something that I'm meant to give them. And so it's my job to give them that opportunity or give them that presentation or that set of information.
Helped me a tremendous amount. I hope that'll help you as well. And obviously we ask one thing in return from you every single morning. Set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, you want to meet Bob Donnell, give me a call, 800-306-1990.
800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street, our house.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot. The good.
We are clear.
All right. So, guys, was that?